I put the poisoned patty down, moved towards the stairs, and watched. The poor animal gobbled the food down as usual, smiled, which made me almost sick, and then bam! But I sprinted up the stairs as usual, and the dog didn't get me, as usual. And it came to pass that the beast was deathly ill. I knew this because he no longer attended me, and because the landlady sobered up. She stopped me in the hall, the same evening of the attempted murder, and confided the information that God had struck her puppy dog, a surely fatal blow. She had forgotten her bewildered lust, and her eyes were wide open for the first time. They looked like the dog's eyes. She sniveled and implored me to pray for the animal. I wanted to say to her, "Madam, I have myself to pray for, the colored queen, the Puerto Rican family, the person in the front room whom I've never seen, the woman who cries deliberately behind her closed door, and the rest of the people in all rooming houses everywhere. Besides, madam, I don't understand how to pray." But, to simplify things, I told her I would pray. She looked up. She said that I was a liar and that I probably wanted the dog to die.